Vanderbilt 5-0 on the season. They knock off the Auburn Tigers by a score of 14-13. We are joined by Vanderbilt head coach Bobby Johnson. And coach, it's been quite a week. You know, congratulations. I just kind of wonder what went through your mind when you finally saw that clock count down to zero tonight.
Well, I was pretty happy to tell you the truth. And, you know, just thinking about all the good things that our guys did tonight and how we overcame some adversity at the first of the game and just kept believing and had a little patience and just hung in there, won a great game.
Boy, they came out running the football and had a lot of success early. Did you guys make some changes to slow that down, or were you a little surprised that maybe they went away from that to a degree?
Well, I think we did a pretty good job of slowing it down a little bit, and I think they felt like they had to throw some and spread it out a little bit. And, you know, so they tried to come back to it a little bit in the second half, but we were a little better prepared and played it pretty good.
You were concerned about Chris's shoulder coming into this game, weren't you?
Sure were. You know, it was just we protected him all week and didn't allow him to get hit. And any time that, you know, you have an injury like that and, you know, you got a chance to get hit. And I don't know if he got hit, to tell you the truth, but I know when he tried to throw that slant in there and, you know, it just sort of popped him real good and it sort of lit him up and he knew he had to come out.
And I give him credit for saying that. I mean, he looked over to the sideline. You could tell him sort of motioning,
right,
this isn't working. And a lot of guys, and, you know, Chris has done it before. He's tried to play through that before.
Sure has. And, you know, he knew it, and he knew we had to get McKenzie in there. McKenzie was ready and didn't miss a lick and went in there and had a great game.
Boy, that really, talk about that. You know, DJ gives you the nice punt return leading to the first score before halftime. And, you know, I can't imagine how big a lift that was after that early, for lack of a better word, domination by Auburn, especially offensively, to go to the locker room down 13-7.
Well, it was big. You know, our defense, I think, had regained its confidence and was playing very well. You know, but it was really important for our offense to have something at the end of the first half. And that was a huge throw and catch by, you know, McKenzie and Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was just huge. So we felt a lot better about it in the locker room at halftime. It felt like we had a good chance to come back and win this game.
Well, it's amazing because we were talking about, you go to the locker room, and Auburn statistically through the course of the season had dominated first halves of games, but Vanderbilt had dominated second halves of games. And is it adjustment? Is it, what is it about this team in the second half that has allowed them to play this way?
Well, I think a lot of it is adjustment, but like I said before, it's not dreaming up new defenses, or new plays. It's being able to, you know, figure out what can be most effective that's already in our game plan, something we've practiced all week. And, you know, if you start reaching out and trying to make up things and you haven't practiced them, you're going to be in bigger trouble than you were before. So our guys have a lot of confidence that, you know, we can execute and keep playing, and they did.
Your voice is in better shape than mine. That's pretty good. I'm impressed.
It's not in great shape, but it's hanging in there.
That's right. We'll take a break, come back, and continue with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner over the Auburn Tigers 14-13. Coach, I don't know if you've looked at final stats or not, but I think Vanderbilt defensively in the second half held Auburn to 57 total yards. And if I'm reading this right, John, 4 yards rushing in the second half. That is phenomenal.
Right. And the sacks help on that rushing.
Sure,
yardage,
but still.
You know, still, it's great. And, you know, our guys started gaining confidence. And, you know, as the game went on, they were more confident than ever about stopping them. And, you know, they backed it up.
We saw Alex Washington get into the game tonight. I know that had been talked about a little bit, but did it surprise you to get him back in?
We wanted to get him in and maybe in a situation where he could, you know, run a route, maybe be close to the sideline. And, you know, it's a tough process, you know, to get yourself used to trusting that knee after you've had that operation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're just sort of working him in, and hopefully he'll get more confident, and we'll be able to get back in and help us this year.
when did you have an indication that this team might have this kind of character, mentality, whatever the right word is that you can use, guts, whatever you want to call it, to be able to play in these situations and win games in the second half? Was there a point where you said, this team is for real in that regard?
Well, you know, we go from week to week and just are very thankful for each win that we get. And I really haven't thought about that much, but every team we've had, you know, has worked hard. They work hard in an off-season program. It's just that this one seems to have a little more ammunition behind them and, mm-hmm. and people who have played and people who want to excel. And, you know, if you look back in hindsight, you can certainly see that we had a good spring and had some people competing hard and wanted to, you know, they want to win. You know, and they've always wanted to win, of course, but, you know, these guys are doing something about it.
But for so many years, and you were part of some of these teams too early on, teams would get to the fourth quarter and it was like, okay, let's hope we can win. Let's hope the other team doesn't do something. This team, the mindset is totally different. It, you know, this team absolutely believes they will find a way to win in the fourth quarter. And is that just longevity from you guys and just, you know, doing what you do and drilling the program and just letting it take over?
Yeah, and getting more players and better players. And, you know, when you have people who, you know, is backed up and, you know, when somebody gets hurt, you can put a quality player in there to take his place. You know, those things have got to happen. Brent Trice went in and played mm-hmm. Sam Linebacker tonight a lot and did a fantastic job. And you know, John Stokes was sick and had an upset stomach. And that happened all through there. I think Theron Chaudry made some plays
yep.
in there. And, you know, we had a bunch of guys who were backups who were making some plays.
So did you watch College Game Day today?
I watched about 10 minutes of it. Yeah, I didn't see the final pick or whatever they do. And
did that come up?
Nope. It really didn't.
It didn't?
I mean, I think our guys obviously knew it.
Yeah.
We were in pregame meal, you know, at 1 o'clock, and pregame meal is preparation time.
Right.
I mean, there's nobody talking about game day or anything like that. You know, it's pretty low-key and solemn, and everybody's getting ready to play, and nobody was discussing it.
Finally, and I know you've tried to treat every game as, you know, one game and the next game. You admitted to me in pregame that, you know, you had not been through a week quite like this before in terms of all the national hubbub and everything. Now that it's over, do you sort of appreciate in some ways for Vanderbilt fans the historical significance of a game like this given what happened tonight?
Sure, sure. You know, it's been a long time since we've been 5-0, and we've had fans who've hung with us and kept coming to see us play and pull for the Commodores, and it's been some tough times. So I'm glad to see them rewarded, and hopefully we can keep it going and give them some bigger rewards.
I guess the 24-hour rule was in effect for the players tonight, right?
No doubt. We'll be back getting ready for Mississippi State tomorrow. And but they're going to sure enjoy this one tonight.
Coach, congratulations. It was a
Thanks,
tremendous night. Appreciate it.
See you.
Vanderbilt wins it 14-13. We'll come back and wrap things up from our portion from the stadium right after this.